Daf is Sukkah Daf Lamed. We left off in Daf Chav Tesem days. We have just begun the third parak of Masechta Sukkah, where we transition from discussions relating to the mitzvah of Sukkah to discussions relating to the mitzvah of Dalad Minim. The Pnei Yeshua raises the question, why is it that if we're going to learn the halachos of the Dalad Minim, the various mitzvahs related to Dalad Minim, why do we start with Lulav and then only afterwards go on to Esrog? In the Torah, it doesn't work that way. In the Torah, it first says Esrog and then it says Lulav. So the Pnei Yeshua suggests that it could be that the Mishnah is talking about once the Lulav is already Agud together with the Hadas and the Arava, so then you would always mention Lulav first amongst all the Minim, because it's Shlosha Minim Biyachad. The Lulav is now connected to two other Minim, and the Esrog is only one Minim. That's why whenever we refer to the mitzvah, it's always referred to as the mitzvah of Lulav. So that's a little bit difficult though, because Meichitesi, that we're talking about a Lulav that's already Agud, we're talking about individually each of the Dalad Minim, what their halachos are. So why would we assume that it's about that the Lulav is already Agud? So the Pnei Yeshua also suggests that since the din of Hadar is written explicitly by an Esrog and not by a Lulav, and we're going to talk about the various dinim of Hidur as they relate to the Dalad Minim, so there is a concept, Milsa Da'asi Midrasha Chavivolai, that the Mishnayos prefer to first learn the halachos that are derived from a drasha and that are not said explicitly in a pasuk. So the mitzvah of Hadar as it relates to Lulav is only from a drasha, is not explicit in a pasuk. Maybe that's why it wants to mention, the Mishnayos want to mention Lulav before we mention any of the other minim, including Esrog. The Sefer Nachlas Yoshua suggests that the dinim of Esrog are too lengthy, so that's why we save them for last. And we begin with Lulav because the previous parak was about Sukkah. So after you make the Sukkah, you start with the Eged of the Lulav. But Esrog we're going to save for later on because dinim of Esrog there are too many dinim of Esrog to mention at the beginning. We want to save that for last. That's another possibility of why we start with Lulav. But be that as it may, we already read the Mishnah yesterday, where we started to discuss the various psulim of a lulav. Today we're going to talk about the psul of Yavesh, why the psul of Yavesh applies on all days of Sukkot, and why the psul of Guzzel applies on all days of Sukkot. Primarily, why the psul of Guzzel, why is stolen lulav, applies on all days of Sukkot. And we're going to get into the concept of mitzvah abba baver, that in addition to the requirement of lachem that you have in Yom Rishon, there's also a concept of mitzvah abba baver, which would apply throughout the entire Yom Tov. And in Lamed Amud Aleph, we're going to go through the various potential sources for the concept of mitzvah baba avera. How do I know that mitzvah baba avera is in fact something that passes? The Gemara is going to quote a sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak that maybe sounds like he disagrees and thinks that there is no problem of mitzvah baba avera because he holds you can be yotze with the stolen lulav am yom tov sheni. But he may disagree with the entire rule of mitzvah baba avera. And then the Gemara is going to discuss whether there's an assumed yeyush on a lulav hagazel. Do we assume that the person who was stolen from was already miyaish from it, and it's going to talk about the people who would sell dalad minim and they would buy it from avdei kochavim. They would have, the chachamim had special advice from them in order to avoid problems of stolen merchandise when they would buy the dalad minim from avdei kochavim. And the Gemara is going to have three questions on the advice that we give to these avankari, these people who sell dalad minim, these salesmen of the dalad minim. So we mentioned yesterday that there was a fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, right off the bat in the Mishnah, where Rashi said that the reason that Yavesh is pasul is because you need mitzvah muhuderes. Pasuk says va'anvehu, and it's not muhudar if it is Yavesh. Tosos says, no, that can't be. It can't be based on the general rule of Zekeli vanvehu, because that would only pasul, that's only l'chadchila dikadin, that it's got to be vanvehu. But b'di'evet, Zekeli vanvehu never apostles, just like the Gemara had said, the lulav tzarech eged is a din based on that even if you have lulav ein tzarech eged, you would still be ogeid the lulav because of zekeli vanveyu, but it would be kosher without it. So that's only a din lechadchila. Rather, you have to say that the psul is based on the word hadar. It says the word hadar by an esrog, and we learn out lula from esrog, so it's a special din by dalet minim that you require hadar, not based on the more general principle of zekeli vanvei. In the Yerushalmi, however, we didn't mention this yesterday, the Yerushalmi says the reason for the psul of yavesh is because the pasuk in Tehillim, lo hamesim yahaluluka, that those that are dead cannot be used to praise Hashem, that a lulav hayavesh is considered to be dead, it's considered to be a mace. So the Ritva says that tam in the Yerushalmi is bedarach tzachlus, it's like it's bedarach melitza almost, it's not really meant as a literal tam, and he says that's the darach of the Yerushalmi. In a lot of places it brings like tam that's not exactly the real tam of the Torah, but it's a tam that's like a sniff, it's like an extra added sniff that you could add to give a little more flavor to the Isser. But the Ritva says it can't be that the Yerushalmi means that literally, that there's some sort of psul called Lo HaMesim Yahaluluka. The Raivin in Hilchas Lulav says that the time of the Yerushalmi of Lo HaMesim is the correct time, and that's why Yavish is psul for all the days, even though the Bavli says that the time of the psul is Einu Hadar, the Bavli is just L'Ravcha D'Milsa to be Somich on a Pasuk Me'atara. That's how the Raivin suggests, that the real reason is the time that's given in the Yerushalmi. But be that as it may, it turns out that there are three potential reasons of it. There's Zekeli Vanveyu, there's Hadar, and then there's this Lo HaMesim Yahaluluka. So now let's see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Kapasik Fetani, Lo Shem Yom Tov Rishon, Lo Shem Yom Tov Sheni. When the Mishnah over here lists the various Psulei Lulav, it doesn't distinguish between the first day of Yantiv and subsequent days of Yantiv. So it sounds like Lulav is going to be Pasul equally on all days of these types of Lulavim, stolen Lulavim, dried out Lulavim, are going to be Pasul equally on all days of Yantiv. So says the Gemara, Bishlami Yavesh, Hadarbinan Veleka. I understand why a dried out Lulav is going to be problematic for all the days of Yantiv, because it needs to be Hadar, and it's not Hadar. So the din of Hadar applies to all the days equally. Ela Gazel, but when it comes to a stolen lulav, that was Tosa's point, by the way, that the Gemara explicitly says the reason of Psul of Yavish is Hadar, not because of Zekei Levan Veyu, and not because of Lo HaMesim Yahaluluka. It says explicitly that it's a din in Hadar, but so that makes sense when it comes to the problem of Yavish, that it's going to apply equally throughout Yantav, because Hadar is a din that applies throughout Yantav. Ela Gazel, but when you're dealing with the stolen lulav, Bishlam Yom Tov Rishon, I understand why stolen lulav is a problem on the first day of Yom Tov. Dichsiv Lachem, Mishalchem, because on the first day of Yom Tov, you need to have a lulav that is Lachem. The Dalin Minim need to belong to you. Ulakachtem Lachem Yom HaRishon, that only on Yom HaRishon there's a requirement that it be Lachem. El B'Yom Tov Sheni, am I low? What's going to be the problem with the stolen lulav on Yom Tov Sheni? There's no issue of Lachem once you're past Yom Tov Rishon. So the Gemara answers, Amar B'Yochum Mishum Rav Shimon Chai, Mishum Davalei Mitzvah Ba Ba'Veira, because it's a Mitzvah Ba Ba'Veira even after Yom Tov Rishon. So granted, it's not a problem of Lachem anymore after Yom Tov Rishon, but Mitzvah Ba Ba'Veira is a psul that applies throughout Yom Tov. Tosos on the bottom of Chavtes on Beis raises a very fundamental question over here. The Gemara has an assumption that the psul of Yavesh, any psul that relates to Hadar, is going to apply equally throughout all the days of Yom Tov. But the psul of Lachem, the problem of it not being Lachem, is only a din for the Yom Tov Rishon, not for the other days. So how does the Gemara know that? It says, Mashma d'pshitulei d'binin hadar l'kulu yomi, v'lachem yishalchem lo mitukbel b'yom tov rishon, v'chem v'lakachtem d'matina minei chasa d'binin l'kichatama lo mitukbel b'yom tov rishon, k'tam rinin l'kamen b'pirka. And later on, the Gemara is going to assume that the din of a l'kichatama is also only a din on the first day of Yantiv, because the Gemara is going to say that it can't be chaser, is only a din on the first day of Yantiv, because the Gemara is going to say that Rabbi Chanina matbil bei b'yom tov sheni v'nafik bei. Rabbi Chanina would take a bite out of his esrog on Yom Tov Sheni and still use it, because chaser is not a problem. V'tema, maishna zemizeh. Why would the din of Lachem be any different than the din of Hadar in terms of when it applies? Hakulu bahadi adadi ksivi bechad kra. It's all in the same pasuk. How does the pasuk read? Lekachtem Lachem b'yom HaRishon pre-eitz Hadar. Where does the Torah say the din of Hadar? Dafka, right after the words, Bayom HaRishon. So you see very clearly that the pasuk that talks about Bayom HaRishon tells us the din of Lechem, but it also tells us the din of Hadar. So why would we assume Hadar applies for all the days, but Lechem only applies for day one? So he says, no, maybe you're going to say only those things that come before the words Bayom HaRishon in the pasuk apply to only the first day, but that which comes after Bayom HaRishon applies to all the days. He says, no, that's still not going to answer all the questions, because the pasuk says ulekachtem, and we darshan from the word ulekachtem, which comes before the words Bayom HaRishon. The Gemara is going to darshan that arba minim shabalul of ma'akvin ze'ezeh, that you need to take all four minim. You can't just take one min or another min of the lulav. You need all four to be yotzei the mitzvah. So when does that apply? Only the first day or all the days of Yantav? It's obvious that applies throughout all the days of Yantav, that the dal minim shabalul of ma'akvin ze'ezeh. See, even if you're going to say that only those drushas that we learn from the words that appear before the words of Biyom HaRishon apply only to day one, it still doesn't work out, because dal minim shabalul of ma'akvin ze'ezeh is learned from a word before the words Biyom HaRishon. Not only that, b'reish lulav ha'arava darshin anami midachsiv l'kachtem lashon rabim shetei l'kicha l'kal echad v'echad. We learn from l'kachtem, the fact that it's b'lashon rabim and it's not l'kachta, it's l'kachtem, that every member of Klal Yisrael has to take a lulav, and that it's not good enough for one representative of the Jewish people to get up and take a lulav on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. When something is said in the singular, so then it's a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael as a unit. So one person could do it, the Beis Din HaGadol would do it in Yerushalayim on behalf of all Klal Yisrael, like being Mekadesh L'Chodesh. That's not that every member of Klal Yisrael is Mekadesh L'Chodesh. Beis Din HaGadol in Yerushalayim is Mekadesh L'Chodesh. Or counting the years of Yovel. So it's Svarta, not Svartem. So we darshan that only Beis Din HaGadol has to count the years of Yovel. Not every member of Klal Yisrael has to count the years of Yovel. Yet when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer, each and every member of Klal Yisrael has to count the Omer. Why? Because it says Usfartem Lachem in plural. Whenever it's in plural, it refers to each and every one of us are individually chayiv in the mitzvah. When it's in singular, it means the unit of Klal Yisrael is chayiv. But in plural, it means each and every individual member of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara has that same drasha by Lukachtem, that since it says Lukachtem Lachem Biyom HaRishon, that's how we know that each of us have to take Lulav and Esrog. Does that apply only on day one? Clearly not. That applies throughout all the days of Yom Tov, all 7 days, that each and every one of us have to take Lulav. But that's from that same pasuk. It's from the same pasuk, l'kachtem lachem b'yom harishon. So Tosa says you have to be mechalik. He says l'kach nira da hainu taima mishum di yom rishon da araisa begvulin v'shar yomi derabanan zecher l'migdash. Outside of the base of migdash, only the first day is da araisa. All the other days are only a zecher l'migdash. K'disa b'reish lulav arava hilkach. The ikar alakicha, anything that's about the ikar lakicha of the dalad minim, kigon, dalad minim, lakicha lakalechad, like the fact that you need to take all four, and the fact that every member of Klal Yisrael has to do it. Tikun b'shar yomei ken d'oraisa. When we apply the din d'rabbanan that you have to take lula for all 7 days, we say called the tikun rabbanan ken d'oraisa tiknum, that it follows after the din d'oraisa, and we should have the same rules as the din d'oraisa. V'chein b'hadar mishum hidr mitzvah, avol b'chaser u'b'sha'ul lo tikun. But when it comes to chaser and it comes to sha'ul, that's not in the ikar alakicha, and therefore they were never mesakein that it should be exactly the same way the mitzvah d'oraisa is done. And when it comes to gazel, so that's a machlokas, whether tikkun mishum mitzvah baba avera. So he says, a begazel plugged to the shmeitin, Rabbi Yochan suffered the tikkun mishum mitzvah baba avera, Shmuel suffered the lo tikkun, dimitok shiyotzi bishal yotinami begazel. So that's a question where they were misakin that gazel should have the same din throughout all the 7 days because of mitzvah baba avera. Or do you say no, because a person, if you're yotzi bishal, you could be yotzi Begazel as well. The Geder that Tosas has, though, is whether it's a din in the Ikr Lakicha or it's not a din in the Ikr Lakicha. But it's a little bit difficult to define what's called Ikr Lakicha, what's not called Ikr Lakicha. Like who told Tosas? How does Tosas know that the Chasr and Shaul are not considered dinim in the Ikr Lakicha, but the other halachas are dinim in the Ikr Lakicha? I'm not really sure. I never really understood this teretz of Tosas. The Ravid says no. He says a different teretz. So the Gemara doesn't mean mean to say that lulav is going to be possible b'chol yamim because of hadar. Hadar, it says in the pasuk, is only about yom rishon. The psul is based on what it says in the Yerushalmi. Lo amesi mihaluluka. That's the real psul. So again, that's why the Ravid wants to say that way, because if you say the psul is only midin hadar, you have taisis kasha. Then it should only be a psul on day one. So the Ravid says, nah, the Yerushalmi is the real reason. Lulav yavish is just a chutzpah. You're going to take a dead lulav, a lulav yavish, try to use it for a mitzvah. Lo amesi mihaluluka. That's the real psul. Sounds almost like lo amesi mihaluluka as a svara. We're just using the pasuk as a melitza, but the reason that it's binding midaraisa is because it's a svara. The pasuk is not a pasuk in the Torah anyway. But so the Ravid suggests that must be the real reason, because if it were based on hadar, you'd have tosas kasha would only be a psul on day one. So that is why the Gemara assumes that hadar only applies equally throughout the Yom Tov, and lachem only applies on day one. So the Gemara had the kasha. So why is it that gozel is taka problematic throughout the rest of the days of Yom Tov? So the Gemara said, because it's mitzvah baba avera. It's a problem of mitzvah baba avera. How do we know the concept of mitzvah baba avera? So the Gemara continues, second line in Lamed Amud Aleph, Shenemar, Pasuk says, Ve'vesim gozel ve'sapiseach ve'sachola, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to bring stolen or lame or sick animals as a karban. So we darshin gozel dumya de'piseach, that a stolen karban is similar to a lame carbon. Just like a carbon that's missing a leg, let's say, there's no way to fix it. So too, once the carbon is stolen, there is no takana, there is no way to fix it. Even if you have yeush bailim, it's not going to fix it. It doesn't make a difference if it was before yeush or after yeush, the stolen carbon is not going to be usable. So says the Gemara, I understand bishlam lefnei yeush, I understand very well before yeush. I understand what the problem is with the carbon, because the pasuk says that when you bring a carbon, it's adam ki akriv mikem. Does this count as a daf yomi? Coincidence? We're about to start reading the parshios relating to carbonos. Adam ki akriv mikem, that it has to belong to you when you bring a carbon. That's fundamental. It's this week's parsha, so that definitely counts. So adam ki akriv mikem, second pasuk of this week's parsha. So v'lav didehu, when it's not yours, ela achar yeush, but once it's after yeush already, hakanya v'yeush, so it is yours. So what's the problem? Why would a stolen carbon, after yeush already happens, after the original bialim gives up hope of ever retrieving it, why would it be problematic? It is yours. Elav mishum davale mitzvah baba vera. So it must be that it's based on the concept of mitzvah baba vera. So from this pasuk, we see from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu equally despises a gozel and a piseach, and it teaches me that gozel is never fixable, it's always going to be a problem, we see that there must be a concept of mitzvah baba vera, that there's a psul called mitzvah baba vera. And that's not the only source for mitzvah baba vera. The Gemara is about to say another one, but before we get to it, Tosos over here also is a very important Tosos. Tab Tosos, Mishum Dabli Mitzvah Baba Vera, says Tosos, Vad Tagni Lakaman Parak Lulav Arava, Lachem Mishalachem, Lotias Ashol Vesa Gazul, Mishum Shol Tzricha, Dablav Lachem Nafkalan Gazul, Mishum Mitzvah Baba Vera. Tosos says, well, why would we use a drasha to tell me that from the word Lachem we learn that you're not allowed to use borrowed or stolen Dalad Minim, if I already know you're not allowed to use stolen Dalad Minim because it's mitzvah baba avera? So Tosfos says, you're right. The word lachem over there is really just coming to teach me that you're not allowed to use borrowed Dalad Minim. Stolen Dalad Minim, anyway, we know that you're not allowed to use because it's mitzvah baba avera. We wouldn't need any pasuk of lachem. Right there, you see, Tosfos clearly holds that mitzvah baba avera is a din daraisa. It's a psul daraisa. It's not just a psul midrabanan. Otherwise, his kasha is not a kasha. Why do I need a drasha of lachem to tell me that a stolen one is not viable? I already know from mitzvah baba avera. What do you mean? If mitzvah baba avera is only drabanan, so that's how that's why I need a pasuk of lachem. Tell me it's psul daraisa. So the fact that Tosfos even asked the question makes it very evident that Tosfos holds that mitzvah baba avera is clearly a psul daraisa. The afagav the kragabe carbon ksiv who had didn't call mitzvos. Then Tosfos adds, even though the pasuk about mitzvah baba avera is only said with regard to a carbon, because that's the pasuk that we just quoted from Malachi with Vevesmas Agazal Vesipseh. So even though that pasuk is only about a carbon, still it applies to all mitzvos David Daraisa. All mitzvos Daraisa are equally subject to mitzvah Bavera. Kedemuch Bresha Gozal Kama, Gabe Haresha Gozal Sa Shalchitin Yachidim V'Tachna V'Afa V'Hifrish Menachala Dein Zem V'Varech Al Minayitz. And he says it's clear in the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Dal says if a person steals wheat and he grinds it up and he makes flour and then he bakes that flour and he makes a dough out of that flour and he's mafresh challah from that flour, so he cannot say a bracha on that freshes challah. Ein Zem V'Varech Al Minayitz. What does that imply? That's mitzvah Baba Aver. What does a freshes challah have to do with the carbon? Absolutely nothing. So even though the source is by a carbon, it's a bininav mematzina tekala tarukula. That even though the source of mitzvah ba'aver is by a carbon, we apply it equally to kala tarukula. So Tosa says that's clearly going to be the din, that it will apply equally to kala tarukula. Not everyone agrees with Tosos on that. Many Rishonim assume, the Ritva and others assume, that the din of mitzvah ba'avera is only by a carbon or by a lulav, only by something that we use for tvila or for shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But by shar mitzvahs, by other mitzvahs that aren't related, that are not mitzvahs of ritzui, that aren't mitzvahs that we do, that we use as some form of tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that we would not apply mitzvah baba avera. How's lulav a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So first of all, we're not a lulav at the time that we're saying halal. That's the ikur zman that we take the lulav, where you need the lulav to enhance the halal. But not only that, the Gemara is going to say later on that when we shake the lulav in the four directions, it's a form of tefillah. It's a form of saying that the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's in charge of all, or in the six directions, who's in charge of the Mal Mata and the Arba Ruchos HaOlam, should have Rachmanas on us and should answer our tefillos, and it's the end of the Yemei Adin, it's the end of the Yom Noraim period, that we bring it all home with the lulav. So lulav is also a form of tefillah. So you could say mitzvah ba'avera only on those mitzvos where we have some sort of concept of tefillah. Carbon is ritzoy, it's tefillah. By shofar we have it. Shofar is also a form of tefillah. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, by shofar, where do you ever have a mitzvah that right in the middle of a Shemona Esrei, you stop and you go do a mitzvah? You ever on Pesach, do we stop in the middle of Shemona Esrei and eat matzah? That would be ridiculous. You can't stop a mitzvah. It's a hafzik in the Shemona Esrei. So why is it that we blow shofar right in the middle of Shemona Esrei? So we're at least in the middle of Chazar Sashas, but many segments of Klal Yisrael in the middle of even the silent Shemona Esrei, because the shofar is also form of tefillah. That's why the Gemara says that shofar is the sounds of the shofar. They're meant to mimic the sounds of a cry, because the shofar is the kind of tefillah that when a person cannot formulate words, that there are just no words to say, to put into words our emotions and what we feel and how we need to reach out to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the cries of the shofar. So it's also a form of tefillah. Only mitzvahs of ritzui, mitzvahs of tefillah, would have mitzvah babaver. That's the ritva shita, but Tosus clearly says not that way. Tosus says hafrashas Chala. Hafrash Chala has got nothing to do with the tefillah, but nevertheless, Hafrash Chala, that's more of a modern minhag, that people say all sorts of tefillahs over the Hafrash Chala. It's a mitzvah. It's a very important mitzvah, very chashuv mitzvah, but it's not a mitzvah that itself is a mitzvah of ritzui. So, but Tos says it would still apply mitzvah baba avera. Then Tos says the kashuv in Tomar, the kaman de paslinu lulav shel asherah v'shil iran idachas mishum demechta shiurei tepikle mishum mitzvah baba avera v'suah ma'isharin. And the Lava Shira de Moshe, he says, I don't understand. Why does the Gemara have a separate limud to tell me that a lulav shel Ashera or a lulav shel Ira Nidachas is possible because it's kitusei mechta shiure, that you have a shir of a lulav has to be four tfachim, and the lulav shel Ashera shel Ira Nidachas doesn't have the proper shir because it's as if it's already destroyed, since you have to destroy them, so it's chaser from the shir. Why do you need to say that? It's mitzvah b'avera Ashera Ira Nidachas. That's the worst avera in the world, zavodah zara. So shouldn't that be enough? So Tosfos says, no, we have to be magdir how to define the term mitzvah ba'avera. Mitzvah ba'avera does not mean anything that was ever associated with an avera is going to be possible to use as a mitzvah. No, he says, v'yeshlomer t'lo domi l'gezel, the machmas averas ha'gezel ba'a ha'mitzvah she'yotze bo. Aval hani, atu machmas averas she'nasas bo, mean nothing bay. Tosfos says the gedder of mitzvah ba'avera is that the avera enabled you to do the mitzvah. When you have a stolen lulav, so how did you get the lulav? You stole it. Had you not stolen it, you wouldn't have it. You wouldn't be able to do the mitzvah. That's a psul of mitzvah baba avera. Your person steals the wheat and he grinds it up and makes flour and makes the dough. How did he make the dough? How is he able to be mafresh l'chala? Only because he stole the wheat. The avera enabled the mitzvah. You have a lulav that happened to be pulled from an asherah tree. Let's say no one ever bowed to that tree. I still would have taken the lulav off of that tree. It didn't. The fact that someone about to, it has no effect whatsoever on my performance of the mitzvah. So that's not called the mitzvah baba avera. So as distasteful as it may seem to us to take a lulav that was once used as an avodah zarah, but the avera of the avera that it was used as an avodah zarah has nothing to do with my kiyuma mitzvah. That's Tosus's geder of mitzvah baba avera. That is not necessarily agreed upon by everybody. In fact, it's definitely not agreed upon by everybody. The Ritva, and Reb Chaim expounds on it, holds that the din of mitzvah baba avera is not a din in the avera enabling the mitzvah, but rather it's a din in anything that is labeled as a cheftza shel avera cannot be used as a cheftza shel mitzvah. That once something takes on the status of a cheftza shel avera, that this object is a cheftza shel avera, so it cannot be used as a cheftza shel mitzvah. And that's going to help answer the kasha Tosfos says at the end. At the end of this Tosfos says, miyutema perkol sha'a detanya ein yotzei de matzah betevel. The Gemara says you can't be yotzei matzah with tevel. V'darish le'mikra, tevek le'mishum mitzvah baba avera. Then the Gemara darshens from pasuk. So Tosfos says, why do I need a pasuk? It's mitzvah baba avera. Dekach le'isurim, v'nafik yedei matzah. That you're only able to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah through the avera of eating the iser, so of eating the tevel. So isn't that an avera that's enabling a mitzvah? So shouldn't that be a problem of mitzvah baba avera? So Shagasari says, well, okay, we'll leave out the Shagasari for now. But the Ritva, according to the Ritva, it's not a kasha at all. That no, this would not be called mitzvah baba avera, because mitzvah baba avera is only when the cheftza is a cheftza shel avera. When you have tevel, tevel is not cheftza shel avera. It's macholos asuros. It's asur. You're not allowed to eat it. But it's not a cheftza shel. A cheftza shel avera means something you did an avera on, and now it becomes the object with which you did an avera. Tevel is not the object with which you did an avera. You just were never mafresh shumas amaisos. You happen to have not done the mitzvah for fresh shumas amaisos yet on it. But it's not an object with which you did an avera. So the in achinami, the avera over here allowed you, enabled you to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. But that's not the din of mitzvah baba avera. Mitzvah baba avera is when you can't use that you're not allowed to use the chefza shel avera as a chefza shel mitzvah. So tevel is macholos asuros, but it's not a chefza shel avera. That kasha of Tosfos might be answered. Rav Shachter points out in Eretz Tzvi and Siman Gimel that kasha of Tosfos might be answered based on the sheet of the Ritva. He says it would also explain the girsa that Tosfos quotes. Tosfos, the part that we didn't read. Tosfos quoted a girsa that some are gores on Esrog Shel Asherah, that the problem is Taka Mishum Mitzvah Baba Avera. Tosfos raised the question that why don't we say that Esrog Shel Asherah is Mishum Mitzvah Baba Avera? But there is such a girsa that the problem of Esrog Shel Asherah is Mishum Mitzvah Baba Avera. In fact, you'll find that girsa in the Rabbeinu Chananel on Daf Lamed Hey. And Tosfos says, no, it's a girsa Mishubeshes. Why is it a girsa Mishubeshes? Because Mitzvah Baba Avera is only when the mitzvah comes about because of the Avera. And the fact that someone bowed to the Avodah Zarah, it has nothing to do with my performance of the mitzvah. It's so rather, Tosfos says the correct girsa is based on Mechta Shurei. But according to the Ritva, the girsa could be very good, because if once someone bows to it, granted, that's not going to affect, and that's not going to enable me to do the mitzvah, but once someone bows to it, it becomes a cheftza shel avera. And if it's a cheftza shel avera, so mainly you have the problem of mitzvah baba avera. That's how Rav Shachter explains how the Ritva would have a fundamentally different view on mitzvah baba avera than Tosfos does, and would solve all of Tosfos' problems with the gears in the Gemara later on, and with the question of tevel over here.
Would the
Asherah
tree also be an
Avera? Why is that an Avera? Picking is not an Avera. You could destroy an Asherah tree. You're supposed to destroy an Asherah tree, but it's not an Avera to pick it up. So the Gemara had given us one source for the concept of mitzvah baba avera, and that source was from Karbanos, how Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Pasuk Malachi, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't like stolen Karbanos, he doesn't like all sorts of bad Karbanos. So the Gemara says, though, that there's another source. What does the Pasuk teach us when it says in Yeshayahu, Ki ani Hashem oev mishpat, I Hashem love justice, sone gezel ba'ola, and I can't stand stolen Karbanos ola. ola. I don't want a stolen korban ola. So mashal melech basar v'dam. It's like a king sheyover al beis hameches who's passing by a tax collection booth and amar la'avadav tnu meches l'mochsim. So he tells his avadim as they're about to go over the bridge and there's a toll booth by the bridge. He says, pay the toll. He says to his avadim for the whole motorcade to be able to go over the bridge. So amar la, they say to him, v'alol kol meches kula shalchahu. You know where this toll goes, right? It goes right into your pocket. So why are you taking it out of one pocket and putting it in the other pocket? What do you have to pay the toll? Just say, you know, official business and go through the tolls. You shouldn't have to pay the tolls. It's silly to pay it. It's going straight to you anyway. Amr lehem, so the king says, me many yilmadu kol avrei drachim v'lo yavrichu atzman min hameches. I want everyone to learn from me that this is the proper way to behave. They shouldn't stay away from paying the meches, from paying the toll. You see, it's a reasonable thing to charge a toll. A king has a right to charge a toll. A person can't say, what do you mean? The bridge is already here. So what difference does it make if I pay a toll or not? So it's a reasonable thing to charge when a person invests in something. I saw once someone in trying to figure out if there's a source in Chazal for the for stealing music online, for downloading music illegally. So is there, what do you mean? It's there. I wasn't going to buy it anyway. I'm not stealing anything. It's not something tangible. I'm not taking anything from anybody. So it's like a mechas. I forgot where I saw it. No, I forgot the name of the fellow who wrote the book, but there's a book about ethical dilemmas or something. So he used this as an example. I thought it was a very good example that paying the toll, what are you doing? You're just passing over the bridge. You're not doing anything. But someone invested in making that bridge. And they invest a lot of money in making that bridge, then they have the right to charge you for going over that bridge. Someone invests in making music, so they have the right to charge for it. A person can't just say, I'm not taking anything tangible. L'chare, it is a violation. Okay, so Afa Kodesh Baruch Hu, but over here the mashal is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here also says, Amar Ani Hashem Soni Gezel Ba'ola. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't stand stolen Karban Ola. I don't want stolen Karbanos, even though it all goes to him. But what's the point? Why does he say he hates it? Mimeni Yilma Duban. Hopefully the Klal Yisrael will learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they'll keep themselves away from Gezel. The Achronim raised the question, why do we need to bring that it's mitzvah b'aveira as pasul from this additional source? We already had the first pasuk. Why do I need the Ani Hashem Soni Gezel Bola? What was wrong with the first pasuk? Why do I need a second pasuk? So the Aruch Lenar says, from the first pasuk there's makom to say that mitzvah b'aveira is only possible by a korban where you're going to eat from the korban, where either the hedyot or the kohen, somebody, the bailum or the kohen is going to eat from the korban. But a mitzvah that has no hana'ah, that a person gets no personal benefit from, like a korban ola or a lulav, I might think there's no problem with mitzvah b'aveira. So since we're trying to show that mitzvah b'aveira applies to a lulav, we dafka want to bring a pasuk about a korban ola. So that's why we dafka bring that. That's why the example of korban ola is chosen, because carbon ola gets entirely burnt and there is no hana'a for the person when he brings a carbon ola. That's how the Aruch Lenar explains why we needed this second reason. Itmar nami, amar biyami, yavish paslim neshe ein hadar, gazel paslim mishum davle mitzvah b'aveira. So to confirm everything we just said, the two psulim of yavish and gazel, yavish is paslim because it's a problem of hadar and that applies throughout all 7 days, and gazel is paslim because of mitzvah b'aveira, and that's why the psul of gazel applies throughout all 7 days, even though the issue of lechem is only a Yom Rishon issue. Upliga de Rabbi Yitzchak, but this entire analysis, everything we learned today, it's against Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni, Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak says in the name of Shmuel, Lo Shanu el B'yom Tov Rishon, al B'yom Tov Sheni mitok Sheyotzi B'shal, Yotzi Nami B'Gazel. Shmuel holds that after the first day of Yom Tov is over, you can be Yotzi with Gazel. Pashtus is because Shmuel only holds of a psul of lachem, he doesn't hold of the problem of mitzvah baba avera. So the Tosos points out on the bottom over here, mitok sheyotzi b'shol yotzi b'gazel hacha dafka shumi derabbanan lo chayisha mitzvah baba avera. That maybe it's dafka on after Yom Tov Rishon, where the whole mitzvah of dalaminim is only midrabbanan. That's where Shmuel rejects mitzvah baba avera. But he can't reject two drushes that we just had from Sukkim. He's not going to reject the drushes. He will hold that there is a concept of mitzvah baba avera. He just won't apply the concept to lulav after Yom Rishon. That's where we're not going to say mitzvah bava avera. Frak the Gemara Masor of Nachman Yitzchak lulav ha-gozel va-yavish pasul. The Mishnah says that a lulav that is stolen or dried out is pasul. Ha-sha'ul kasher. The implication is that if a borrowed lulav is going to be kasher. Se'imas, what day of Yontif are we talking about where a stolen and dried lulav is pasul, but a borrowed lulav is going to be kasher? Ilei me'biyom tov rishon. If we're talking about the first day of Yontif, haksiv lachem, mishalachem, v'aylav didehu. Well, then a borrowed lulav should not be kasher, right? The Mishnah should not have just said that a stolen and dried lulav are pasul. If it was talking about Yom Tov Rishon, it should have said a stolen, dried, or borrowed lulav are all pasul, because you need lachem on Yom Tov Rishon. Elalav, b'Yom Tov Sheni. So it must be that the Mishnah is talking about after the first day of Sukkot, and it still says that a guzzle is pasul. The katani guzzle pasul. Isn't this a raya against Shmuel? A raya against Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmani in the name of Shmuel, who says that guzzle is not a problem after Yom Tov Rishon. Sama Rava. Rava answers for Shmuel. Liolam b'Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe the Mishnah really is talking about the first day of Yontif. Aye, why doesn't it tell me that a borrowed lulav is pasul? Lomi b'yu ka'amar. It's saying that it's obvious. Lomi b'yu sha'ul d'lavdi dehu. It's obvious that sha'ul is possible because you need lachem and it's not yours when you just borrow a lulav. But it tells me even a greater chiddush. Aval gazel where stolen lulav ema stam gzeil yeyush b'ilamu k'didei dami. I might think that you have the right to assume that there's yeyush b'ilam when the lulav is gazel. When you go and you mug somebody and you take the lulav, I would assume that the person has yeyush, that you have the right to assume the person says, yeah, she's not going to want to start up with you. So therefore, it does become yours. Kamashmulan, therefore, comes to tell me that it's not so. Comes to tell me what? That even though there's Yeush, it's possible? Or that there's no Yeush, that there's no assumed Yeush? So Rashi writes that you have to say the Kamashmulan is that there's no Yeush. Because if what we're trying to justify over here is the Shita of Shmuel. And the Shita of Shmuel is that the whole psul is only a Lechem psul. So if there was Yeush, then it would be fine. So the Kamashmulan is that you're not allowed to assume Yeush. If you heard that there was explicit Yeush, that the Bailam was Miyayish, then yeah, in a chinami, you would be able to be Yotzei Begazel after Yom Tov Rishon. But, I'm sorry, on Yom Tov Rishon even, because it would not be a problem of Lachem. It would be Lachem if there was Yeush. But you're not allowed to assume that there in fact was Yeush. So the Gemara started with the assumption, when it asked the question, why doesn't our Mishnah mention Sha'ul? We started with the assumption that Sha'ul would be a much greater Chiddush than Gazel. That if Gazel is obviously bad, because it's stolen, stealing is bad. But Sha'ul is not so bad. What's so bad about Sha'ul? So we thought Sha'ul would be a greater Chiddush. Now it's turning it on its head and it's saying, no, from a halachic perspective, in terms of a lechem perspective, what's more yours, Sha'ul is actually a lesser chiddush than Gazel. And that's why the Mishnah mentions Gazel, because Gazel is the greater chiddush. You might think Gazel becomes yours because of a Yeush Bailim, so it's telling me that no, it does not become yours. Once we're on the discussion of Yeush Bailim and potentially stolen objects, so the Gemara, the rest of the daf discusses advice that we would give to people who would sell Dalad Minim. Amlu Rav Huna Lahanu Avankari. Rav Huna advised the Avankari. Who are Avankari? So Rashi says they're people who sell whatever they can get their hands on. People who sell little things that, just salesmen, they just try to make a living by selling whatever they can. Kelim Ketanim, needles, lulavim, whatever they can. So they would... Comes time for Sukkot, and these kinds of people are going to be selling Dalaminim. They'll sell whatever people are buying. So they tell the Hani Avankri, Kizavnisu Asame Akum, when you buy Hadasim from Ovdi Kochavim, Lo Tigzizu Atun, Elo Ligzizua Inhu Vihaviluchu. Don't just pay for it and then go cut it yourself from the field. Have them cut it and then give it to you. Why would they do that? My time. Well, what's the advantage of having them cut it and then provide it, then hand it over to you, rather than you going and cut it yourself? Because stam of the kochavim gazlani arasanin, who we have the right to assume that a stam of the kochavim steals land. And Rashi writes v'shema also karka miyisrael hava, and you have to assume that it's possible at least that that land was stolen from a Yisrael, that land was stolen from a Jew. The karka ain't an exelus, but the halacha is that karka is not konui to the gazlan. There's no kinyan gazela on karka, because karka always stays wherever it is, so there's not assumed to be any yeush on karka, a person always has hope of retrieving it, since he knows exactly where it is, it's not going anywhere. Hilkach, so therefore the advice was, l'gzizua in hu, let them cut it from the ground, ki heichid lavu yeush bailum biyodaihu, did hu, so that the yeush bailum will happen while it's in their possession, so that's when the yeush will happen. In order to make a kinyan on it, you need yeush and shinu rishus. So they'll do the yeush while it's in their possession, once it's cut from the ground, then the yeush takes effect. The yeush won't take effect while it's still attached to the ground, still karka. So once it's detached from the ground, the yeush will take effect. And then when they give it to you, so then it will be a shinu rishus. So then you'll be konit. So that's not going to be a problem. That way, everyone will be able to be able to say the mitzvah. It's not going to be a problem of lachem. The Rashi's line about how it's how they steal karka from Yisrael troubles other Rishonim. What does it have to do? Who cares if they steal from Yisrael from a guy? Does it really make a difference? The Achronim will ask on Rashi that the din of Gezalakum is also. So the Ma'inaf Kamina, if they steal it from a guy, they steal it from Yisrael. It's the same problem of Gezal. And not only that, Rav Huna, who's the Mar de Shmeita, he's the one that holds in Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel and Beis, that Gezalakum is Aser. So all the Achronim have different terutzim to try to explain why Rashi fixated Dafka on the fact that land might have been stolen from Yisrael as opposed to from a guy. In the Chuvas Shara Ephraim, he says Rashi Shita Masech Sanhedrin is that Gezalakum is Mutter, that it's only Aser Mishum Chil Hashem. And by Avankri, there's no Chil Hashem because the Gazlan himself told him to buy it, so you have no idea that it's stolen. You don't really know that it's stolen, so it wouldn't be a Chil Hashem problem. So Rav Huna only asks midraban and the cross the pasuk is nasmach to bialma. That's how Rashi says in Sanhedrin. So that's the pashlus that this is Rashi l'shitaso. All the other Rishonim that understand that the isra of gezelakum is a real isra of gezel, they now let it steal from Ovdei Chavim. So then they wouldn't need to say that this land was stolen from a Jew. But Rashi l'shitaso holds that the whole issue is a Chil Hashem issue, when you can get around the Chil Hashem issue, when it's not certainly stolen, when you don't have any definitive statement to know for sure that it's stolen, so then maybe it would not be a Gezel, there would not be a Gezel issue if it was stolen from the Akum. Magen Avraham in Tafresh Lamed Zayin Sif Katan Gimel says, even though Gezel Akum is Aser, it would not create an issue of Mitzvah Baba Aveira, even though Gezel Akum is Aser. Not everyone's, people are not so clear on what he means by that. But bottom line is, that was the advice that they would give to the Avankri in order to avoid any potential problems of having stolen dalaminim. So says the Gemara, but wait a second, that advice is unnecessary. The Gemara is going to ask three questions on this advice. First of all, sov ki gazu avankri, la v'yeish b'ailim b'yadayhu, v'shini arishos b'yadan. When the avankri detach it from the ground, even if the avankri were to cut it themselves, we would still have yeish and shini arishos, because it's yeish while the avankri is holding on to it, and then the avankri sells it to us, sells it to the masses. So then that's a shinu rishus when we buy it. So shouldn't we have no problem anyhow? Shouldn't we have yeush and shinu rishus anyway? So says Mar Lo Tzricha Boshana Davankri Gufayu. The Avankri also needs to be also in the midst of Dalaminim. So they're going to use Lulav themselves also. So where's their shinu rishus going to be? That's why we needed to have them have the Goyim who they were buying from actually detach it from the ground. Second question on this advice, V'liknoi b'shinu maisa. Why do we need a shinu rishus? Shouldn't it be when you oge the lulav, when you bind all the three minim together, isn't that a shinu maisa? So you shouldn't even require shinu rishus. You have yeush and shinu maisa. So it says Mar Kasav lulav ein sarach eged. We're assuming lulav ein sarach eged. So if lulav ein sarach eged, then there's no shinu maisa. Vimtim tzelom, because you're not doing any maisa, you're not binding it. Vimtim tzelom or lulav tzarach eged. And even if you want to say that lulav tzarach eged, that's not called a real shinu maisa, because shinu echozel lebriyasahu, because that's a shinu that can be undone. You could put it back to the way it was before simply by untying it. Any shinui that can be easily undone and just put back to the way it was is not called a shinui. A third question, though, the Gemara says, can't you be kona with the combination of yeush and shinui Hashem? Forget about shinu rishus. It's demeikara havalei asa. It used to be called a hadas vashta hoshana. Now it's called a hoshana, meaning the lulav hadas menorovos all bound together is called a Hoshana. So even though you're right, it's not a significant enough Maisa to call it a Shinu Maisa, but it is a Shinu Hashem. It has a whole brand new name to it. So shouldn't that be enough to make the Kinyan? So Sagmar Meikar Nami La Asa Hoshana Karale. No, even when it was still an Asa, people always called it a Hoshana. Rav Shachter points out in Eretz HaTzvi in Simin Yud that the Lashon of Rashi, that Lulav, the Rashi in Sukkot Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph and Dibra Maskel V'Lulav, that once you're Ogdo B'Psul, it's Nikra Lev Shem Lulav Shal Mitzvah, so it's considered to be Dachoy Me'olim, it's considered to be in the Sugya of Dichoy. So it sounds from Rashi, he says, that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, what's the reason Lulav Tzarech Eged? It's not because that's the only way to be Mitzarif, the different Minim, that you have to be Mitzarif all Dalim Minim, and the only way to do it is by making an Eged. No, there's no din of Tziruf by the Dalim Minim unless you take it Bavas Achas. So that's the only din of Tziruf by Dalim Minim. So he says the reason of Lulav Tzarech Eged is the gedder of the sheet of Lulav Tzarech Eged is that just like you need Asiyah, the Sukkah, Sukkos Tasalucha, we need it, and Tasavlom and Asui, we also have a din of an Asiyah for Lulav. Just like you have it by other mitzvahs, by Tzitzis and by Sukkah, there's a din of Asiyah by a Lulav. And the Eged is the Asiyah Bidei Adam of the Lulav. He says that explains why we say the Vilakanu B'Shinui Maisa, that you should be Kona the Lulav with the Shinui Maisa over here. And the Gemara says, oh no, Lulav ain't Tzarech Eged. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Lulav Tzarech Eged, Al Yedei the Eged, it's considered an Asiyah of the Anu Chavtza Shal Mitzvah, that it wasn't beforehand. So that's why that's the din of Lulav Tzarech Eged, that it's the din of the Asiyas HaLulav, and that's why you would have issues of Tasav Lomanasui by the Lulav as well. Okay. Oh, yeah.